Central Services total for 16 months was $573,000. Billbacks were $127,300. So it's a total of over $700,000 between billbacks and Central Services. And of that, approximately $131,500 are legal bills. 16 months worth of legal bills. That's it. We have paid, in actual checks, we have paid $172,000. And CPB money, bequests, stock options, all these other items have been kept by National Office that belong to us, and we never even saw any money. It wasn't an option. They just got kept. Was $681,742 that belonged to us that we never saw.
Well, they apply it to our debts.
They apply it to our debt of the $700,000 that I just said. So the $700,000 debt is offset by $854,000 of payments and kept money, which gives us an overpayment for 16 months of $153,650.
Where is that money?
Well, that's what we would like to know. $116,000 went to, well, it's more like $115,000, went basically to fight labor issues. Folger and Levin, and DeAnda. And what Barbara said is true. We actually saw items on DeAnda's bills that should have been billed to Kay, but they were billed to us. But I think that was only one bill that we saw, and out of $115,000, we've maybe seen three bills. That's it. And then recently, just yesterday, I was asked to pay a bill, or three bills, I should say, in the approximate amount, over $15,000, to another legal firm. And that firm has been asked to, and that firm was Colvin and Adler, I think it was. That firm was asked to review the bylaws. This would be Pacifica Network bylaws without, I assume, the request of the PNB. But ED requested that this law firm review the bylaws to determine whether the director's inspection that was requested by this LSB and that the recall and other issues around elected members be reviewed. So basically, well, I don't want to say what I would assume, but you guys can all make your own assumptions.